there are lots of differences between. Even that has changed, though. Now the English and American speech is coming together. Not so different. What surprises me is that when it comes to modern terms since the 20th century, it seems to me the English are much more inventive and do much more substituting modern words for older ones than the Americans do. As a matter of fact, I've heard someone saying that the people who probably, in the English-speaking world, who probably speak closest to the English of Shakespeare are living in America in some of the Appalachian Mountains, where they're very backward people, the kind that in America we call hillbillies, who speak, apparently have some of the ways in which they speak are really go back to old, the English of Shakespeare's time, whereas the more educated people in the big cities speak a much more modern English.